Hi, everyone.
Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Welcome to Stepping Into Your Light, transforming your life, your soul, your everything. It's quite an amazing year that we're having this year. And it's going to be quite, you know, so far this year, and it's going to be quite amazing for the rest of this year as well. We have so many changes and transformations to look forward to, and we have the planets to help us along with that. You know, as many of you know, if you've tuned into my shows before, whether here or on Ustream, I usually touch base a little bit on what's going on astrology-wise, astrologically, because I feel that, you know, that strongly influences what's going on in all our lives. No matter what your astrology sign is, the general planetary overview always has some effect on what's going on in your daily life. And sometimes, you know, less than other times, depending on what's going on planetary-wise. You know, April was a tremendous example of planetary involvement in things that are going on in the world. You know, there were a lot of transitions in April and planets in the war zone and things like that, and we experienced and saw so many tragedies during the month of April with the bombing in Boston, the fertilizer plant explosion in Texas, the building collapse, I believe that was in Bangladesh, you know, and that's just some of the big things. The earthquake in China, that, you know, doesn't even touch on the things that happen every day, wherever you are, you know, terrible things that happen. So that being said, you know, May is going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot smoother, and it looks much better as far as things in general. May is going to be a really fast-moving month, and it's going to feel fast. It's going to be fast because we've got a lot of planetary things going on that are just going to make it seem like it zooms by like the speed of light, and it sort of will. But it's going to be a better month as far as planets being out of the war zone. So that's going to be much better this month compared to last month where we had all that craziness going on. So you can look forward to this month being a little bit quieter on the general national scene worldwide, and in your own, you know, personal life as well. So this month, there's not a lot going on at the moment in the spectrum of things in a large scale planetary-wise. We just had a number of planets cross the karmic axis on April 27th and 28th, and that was with Venus coming in. And today, May 2nd, the star Pallas Athene is now in crossing the karmic axis as well. And she's the warrior of justice and goddess. So you may see things in your life unfolding. It can be subtle or it can be, you know, a little bit more dramatic than that. But this is all about karma. And this is really the year to clean up your karmic stuff. It's also a really good year to move business forward if you have anything in that area going on. You know, this is a big month where we're going to have some planetary assistance. So if you have been working on a business idea or you're in the process of launching a new business or things like that, you know, really, really focus on that this for the month of May. And the key is, you know, to continue to take, you know, even if it's just one step every day towards your goal, to keep putting that one foot forward, take that one step a day, because that's how you'll be able to get things done. You've got to be consistent. Consistency is the key. Let's see. We've got the sun crossing into the karmic axis on May 5th and 6th, Mercury on May 8th and 9th, and Mars on May 11th through the 13th. So, and then we have Scorpio, Saturn in Scorpio. And Saturn is, Saturn brings a crystalline influence in to us. And some of you can possibly experience undermining or power play time. We've all witnessed both of those things going on recently. So, but if you have felt recently that Saturn is a block or it's penalizing you in some way or holding you up after May 5th, that is going to be better. We have the solar eclipse in the new moon, which is it's in Taurus on May 9th. So watch for watch your money, watch the markets and trends, and ask yourself, you know, some really key questions that are important to be asking this year all around. And what price do you put on your life? What price are you willing to pay to perpetuate your reality? And how high is the price of the greed or fear of not having the things that you want? Are you stuck in resistance to your own abundance? What's your net self-worth? You know, so many of us say, I wish I had a lot of money or so forth, or, you know, this guy's got that, how come I don't? You know, it's all about the Jones kind of thing. And there's many, many of you out there who have gotten so much better at that, and we don't even care about those things anymore. You know, we're coming into the age of enlightenment where so many more of us realize that it's important to live your day one day at a time and to be happy no matter what life throws at you. You know, you can somehow be happy. You know, it's amazing. I mean, we all get down sometimes. Don't get me wrong. We wouldn't be human if we didn't. That is just part of the human existence. You know, but it's how long do you get down for, how long do you stay down for? That's the big key. If you get down and you get back up again, then you know, it's all good. It's all in your favor, and things are all good. The key is to get back up again. Definitely a big, big, big thing. So let's see. Taurus for the solar eclipse. It's all about money, survival, mortality, sexuality, fertility, and your quality of life. So you may be asking yourself next week, what is my quality of life? Are you working 60, 70, 80 hours a week? Are you not seeing your family, your friends? You know, those are really big questions to be asking yourself now. So, you know, maybe you're working 70 or 80 hours a week so you can go on that great vacation for a week a year or maybe 2 weeks a year. You know, I'm surprised the more people I speak with, especially in North America, well, especially in the United States, I'm so surprised to find how many people have 1 to 2 weeks vacation time a year from their jobs and that's it. But yet you go to Europe and, you know, they may have a month or more. You know, the average, if you've been with a company for a while, is a month. And if you've been with a company for 6 months, for example, in Australia, I'm sorry, for 10 years, for example, in Australia, you at your 10th year, you get a 6-month paid holiday. Hello? What are we doing here in the United States? You know, the wealth of the general public has decreased while the wealth of the elite has increased in this last year. And we're working harder than ever. And, you know, it seems like some have less to show for it. There's over 600,000 homes in the United States right now in the foreclosure process. And that doesn't even count the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have already been foreclosed on in the last couple of years. And, you know, talk about transitions. And sometimes, you know, no matter what we do to try to work around this and do things right, and the system, you know, the system just doesn't cooperate. The system is badly, badly broken. So if you're in that position right now, I bow to you and I salute, you know, salute you. It's kind of a humbling experience. If no matter what you're facing, whether it's an illness or financial loss, it's always difficult. So the whole point is, you know, so many of us put off living our lives for money, or sometimes it's just for survival. But, you know, the thing is, it doesn't cost anything to have fun. You know, my motto is, I have fun wherever I go. And, you know, my friends can attest to this. It's really kind of hysterical in a sense, whether we're out to dinner or we might be out dancing or whatever. As some of you know, I've started ballroom dancing this year. And I thought, oh, God, this is not going to be so much fun. It's going to kind of be a drag. And one of my best friend's daughters getting married next month, and you probably heard me tell this story before, and she wants to be able to dance with my son at the wedding, and my son ballroom dances. So I decided, okay, I'll go. Well, I have to tell you, I'm having the best time. I highly recommend it, by the way. It's, you know, you've got to make your fun wherever you go, whether that's in your own kitchen, or dancing on the floor, doing ballroom or hip-hop or whatever it is you love to do. You've got to make your own fun, and it's all about positive mental attitude. You know, I think I was born this way. I'm not sure. You know, and I have been through some crazy, crazy things in my life, and I had a conversation with a very close friend of mine last week who made the comment of, maybe I should try being a bad girl for a change and see, you know, because bad girls always seem to get what they want kind of thing. And I looked at my friend and I said, well, you know, I've actually thought about that, but it's just not in my DNA. So anyway, there you have it. You know, I don't know. Some people say I'm too nice. Maybe I am. I don't think so. It's all perspective, I guess. I don't think there's such a thing as being too nice. You know, there's such a thing as being, being manipulated because you're so nice. But I'm definitely not that. You know, I just think that what we give out comes back to us. And even if it didn't, who cares? Because I know how I would want to be treated, and I don't like when people don't treat me nicely. And, you know, we all have bad days, and it's okay, but, you know, you need to say, hey, I'm having a really bad day if you are. And, you know, that's so much better, and the people understand around you so much more rather than just kind of, you know, ranking everybody out, and then everybody gets upset. So anyway, if you'd like to call in, I am taking calls today. The call-in number is 818-691-7313. You can call in, and you can ask just about any question today. If you want to, you know, ask about your work, your love life, whatever, that's fine. I'm open to questions today. It doesn't have to be on the subject of transformation. But if you are going through a transition and you want to call in about that, please feel free. I'm here and open and ready to take your calls. So again, that number is 818-691-7313. So while we're, moving along here, with the phone lines and that sort of thing, let's just get back to the topic at hand, shall we? And I'm not on Facebook at the moment, although if you would like to reach me through Facebook, you can find me at Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer animal communicator, inspired teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I know, it's so long. I've been trying to change it and shorten it up, but I just can't figure out quite how to do it. I really need some techie support. I'm getting better with the computer, but it's still not my forte, I must say. And my son helps me quite a bit, but he's away at college. And, you know, it's sort of like, oh, Mom, I already showed you how to do this. Do I have to show you again? Really? Yes, really. Anyway, I have a poll going on my Facebook page if you'd like to chime in on that. And the question is, what do you think is more important, love, positive attitude, or forgiveness? And right now, it's tied all up. So go to my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspired Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And if you can't find it, then you can find my personal page, and that's CynthiaFontaine.142. So you can find me there. Although I have to say that not a lot goes on my personal page. All action happens on my intuitive page. So best to sort of contact me through there. Anyway, I'm also on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. So please follow me on Twitter. If you'd like to email me, my email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So I have to let you know, I do get more than several hundred emails a day. I think I'm up to over, I don't know, I average maybe 500 or more emails a day. So it's possible, especially if I don't have you on my contact list, that it will go to my junk box and I may not see your email. So the best way to reach me, honestly, is to message me through Facebook, because I do see those. But the email, I am a little overwhelmed with the amounts of emails that I do get every day. And I have definitely cut down on, you know, all the emails. But that being said, it's a lot. All the junk mail I have cut out. And I want to say hello to Christy Daniels, who just chimed in and says that she is online. So glad to have you here, Christy. And I have to say, Christy is a fabulous author, and her book is called Thrive from 9 to 5. So I highly recommend, if you're in the workforce out there in the fast-paced world, then check out Christy's book. You will definitely love it and be glad that you did. It's all about how to survive, and she gives some really, really great tips. So thanks, Christy, for being out there. And Christy just did a 3-week teleseminar series, which was absolutely fantastic. You can also find Christy on Facebook. And so watch for her there. And okay, Christy says she's on hold on the phone. There she is. Yeah, because I was going back and forth between Facebook. Okay, I'm going to bring Christy Daniels in, and let's see. Hi,
hey,
Christy,
Cynthia.
Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I had a question for you.
Okay. I'm so glad. I just popped over to Facebook and saw you there, and I thought, oh, fabulous.
So this is a great show. Thank you. One of the challenges that I struggle with all of the time, and maybe it's more in my head than anything, but just looking for some tips or advice, you know, in terms of transformation or making change in your life, you know, what do you do when you're so driven and so focused on the doing? Like, sometimes it's really hard to let go and to go with the flow. And I know there's a balance, but any tips you could have for, you know, somebody who's, you know, very linear thinking and very driven, and when I get something in my mind, I have to do it, but it's that challenge of enjoying it and not making it a chore.
Okay. So when you say something that you have to do? Is it, I just want a little bit of clarification here, a project that you're working on, to, so to say, or something that you're doing and you just can't let go of and it needs to be let go of? Because I feel that there might be a little of that going on as well.
It's actually specifically the thing that's been coming up for me is around health, and I know I
okay.
need to really improve my diet. I mean, I eat fairly well, but there's things I need to eliminate, and I just, it's like I don't want to do it.
Okay.
And I know
so
I would feel so
to,
much better.
Okay, so the things that you have to, you say you have to eliminate. Now, remember, that right there puts up a block to your conscious, subconscious mind.
Okay.
So you can choose to eliminate it. And right now, you're not choosing to do that, and it's okay. Can you feel the shift in energy with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So right now, you know that it could be better for me if I changed and didn't eat these foods anymore. But right now, for some reason, I feel I need to do this, and it's okay. I may choose in the future not to do it anymore, but for right now, this is what I'm choosing.
Okay.
You know, whatever it is. And when you are eating that food or foods, enjoy it. That's the key, because you could eat a rock and be healthy if your mind is thinking it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not certainly not advocating going out and eating, you know, bags of chips or,
right.
you know, that kind of thing. But that being said, you know, there's such an abundance of food, especially in the United States, and junk food especially, that it's hard to stay away from it, to be a purist, because anything that you don't make yourself has probably got something in it that's not so great for you these days, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just embrace where you are at the moment. Breathe. That's a big thing, because just taking a breath, a conscious breath, will bring you back into the moment. Bring it into your body and say, you know what, it's okay that I'm having potato chips right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's okay that I'm having this piece of chocolate right now, because actually chocolate is actually really good for you. You know, especially if you're eating good chocolate.
Right.
You know, David Wolf eats chocolate every day. I don't know if you know, for those of you out there who haven't heard of David Wolf, he's David Avocado Wolf, and he's one of today's top nutritionalists and health speakers out there. So just be okay with it. And, you know, if you embrace it, you're so much more likely to be able to release it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. So just embrace it. Be okay with it. Just breathe and say, you know what? It's okay. It's really okay. And I can feel the shift already.
Yes.
You just need the permission to give, you know, for it to be okay.
Right.
You know, and remember, when you're feeling, when you're so, I know, because you're such a, you know, a hard worker, you're so driven in your work and to be out there helping other people, sometimes we kind of lose sight of our own health issues, you know, or our own health. And you know, so we might not be drinking enough water or eating well, or eating on the run. You know, I know you teach seminars and things like that. So, you know, pack a little snack bags with you when you know you're going to be on the road, kind of thing. Make sure you have plenty of really good water. And know that it's okay to put your feet in the sand,
mm-hmm.
you know. So take that break, and, you know, even if it's just 10 minutes and get to the beach. I today have to stop everything that I've been doing and went to the beach for an hour.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we're both very blessed to live on the coast.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and thanks again for that fabulous teleseminar series that you've just completed. It was really spectacular, and so I'll be looking forward to your next venture.
All right. Thanks, Cynthia.
All right, Christy. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.